One of the first things we see as we begin the season of Lent, one of the first themes, well, if not the principal theme throughout, is repentance. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The Greek word used in scriptures for that word is metanoia. And what does that word mean? Well, I see it already in the verse before the gospel. The word is right there. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion, that he may live. Conversion. Now we might say conversion. First thing we think of when we think of conversion is passing from one religion to another, particularly from outside of the Catholic Church into the Catholic Church. But that word is a much stronger term than that. It means a lot more. Literally, it means a turning around. We are turning away from something and turning toward something else. In this case, we are turning away from sin and evil. And we are turning towards Christ and a life of virtue that will bring us grace. That will bring us light. We're turning from darkness to light. Sin being the darkness, and it brings us darkness. Christ being the light. And we see an example of such a conversion in the gospel passage we've just heard. Levi, who, by the way, is the Apostle Matthew, is sitting at his post as a tax collector. And the tax collectors were considered among the worst of the sinners. That's why the response of the Pharisees. But Matthew, together with his whole household and several of his friends, made that conversion on the spot as soon as our Lord called Matthew, or Levi, as he's given the name given here. Lord just gave a simple phrase, follow me. And that follow me means exactly follow the way, the life of sacrifice that Christ himself was, the path that Christ himself was trotting. He was calling him to conversion, to repentance, to turn away from the sin and that he was practicing as a tax collector. And we see his response, St. Matthew's response. He got up immediately and followed our Lord. He made that conversion. He turned away from a life of evil. And he turned to the following of Christ and became the apostle and evangelist and saint that he is. And as we see, he brought with him many others. And I repeat, that's why the response of the Pharisees, well, why would our Lord, if he's the teacher, he's the great one, he's the prophet, as so many people were already regarding him, why would he, a self-respecting Jew, eat with sinners, which they would abhor? And our Lord tells them, well, sick people, the healthy people don't need a doctor, don't need a physician. But sick people do. Sinners, sin is a sickness. It's a spiritual sickness. They are sick with sin. Therefore, they need his help to help them convert. And now we have to look at ourselves. How do we apply that to ourselves? One way or another, we tend to fall. Even every day, perhaps. St. Augustine tells us 7 times a day. He's not giving exact, the idea isn't to give an exact number, but to show us that we do fall, even several times every day. We fall into sin. Therefore, we need the grace of God. We need Christ. We need his help if we're going to overcome this. And that's what we are called to do, so that we can turn towards him, give ourselves back to him, back into the light that he is. That will lead us to heaven. And that's the whole reason we're here on this earth, to go back to heaven. We need His grace. We need His guidance. We do need Him. The physician, we do need Him. We must make that metanoia, that conversion, every day. And never think for a moment that we don't need to. We need to. We must do so every day. We must pray for that grace. We must work with it. And turn our way from all the sin and evil, all of our vices, anything that takes us away from Him. And turn back to Christ. And just as He says over and over again in the Gospel, follow Him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.